It's Jersey's Rat Radio, 95.9 The Rat. Time to wrap up the news of the day, but a little segment we like to call One More Thing, now available as a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you're listening. WRIT.com.
Yeah, you'll be informed on this one. You know, Santa Claus is coming to town, right?
Yeah, baby. We're not too far away, Gotsy. About 11 days until Santa's in the air.
Merry, merry to our Rat Rock Nation here. Well, check this out. Did you know that Santa Claus has an official pilot's license?
He does.
Mm-hmm. He's not just flying around without authority.
Oh, no.
Because back in 1927, good old St. Nick got a pilot's license. That was from the Assistant Secretary of Commerce named William P. McCracken. According to the Library of Congress, Santa had his picture taken, and he was given his license, airwave maps, and had the assurance that the lights would be burning on the airwaves, the runways, rather, on Christmas Eve.
Whoa, how about that? Isn't that wonderful?
Santa has a pilot license.
Santa has a license. Well, I'm so happy to hear that.
Right?
Now we don't have to worry about Santa. I don't want anything happening to him. You know, that's a tough job. You got to go through on the entire world in about 14 hours is what they say.
Well, Rudolph's his co-pilot, that's for sure.
That helps out. That does. That does.
There you go. Wrapping up the news of the day with One More Thing right here on The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.